This is 7AD and it's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so we had a fair bit of rain last week.
We have.
Particularly Thursday, it just bucketed down. We got lots.
Didn't stop.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about how the rain affects and how the weather generally affects ventilation around the house and around the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spring has delivered an awful lot of rain so far. And we're into a La Nina weather pattern, I believe. I think that's what they call it. So we should expect quite a bit more of it.
Mm.
So it brings in all the damp, rain-laden clouds over us, and away we go.
Yeah.
Rain, Darren, is the natural enemy of the solar installer. Yeah, that and high winds.
Yeah.
So DMS Energy never put people on roofs when it's raining. Too dangerous for the personnel, and it can also damage the clients' homes. We'll be lifting roofs up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
High winds also keeps us off roofs as well. Frustrating, but not much you can do about it. But rain isn't all that bad. We need it to fill our hydro dams, flush our rivers and creeks, and rehydrate our soils. Rain around the home, though, can be bad. And one of the other services DMS Energy does is subfloor ventilation. During these wet periods, homes with damp issues can get much worse quite quickly. Now, a lot of damp homes, the issues can be traced back to lack of drainage, Darren. When the water cannot get away adequately, it can run in under the house or around the house. The moisture then can wick up into the home, and that can cause minor and major issues. Those minor issues can be mold, rising damp, moisture damage to walls and floors and paint and things like that, which when you think about it, isn't that minor, especially as mold can make you quite sick, and those other issues are very expensive to repair.
Yep.
But compared to the major issues, excessive exposure to water, they sort of go back to being minor. Yeah. And those major issues are wet rot and dry rot of structural timbers in the home. Mainly an issue in older homes, especially those with floor joists and timber floors. But it can also affect the bottom plates timbers on cement slabs as well. Hugely expensive structural repairs can be needed to fix these issues. But on the extreme end, I've seen homes condemned and pulled down and have to be rebuilt as the damage and cost of repair is too great.
Too much is rotted away.
Yeah, it's too much, too expensive. So what can we do to prevent and reduce these issues? Well, the first thing that can be done is look at how the water is flowing around your home during heavy rain. Like on Thursday, when all the water was bucking around, pack it outside and when you've got a day like that, and just see where it's going. Is it backing up against the house? Is it flowing around the house or under the house? If so, look at what drains could be utilised to steer the bulk of the water away from the house or even just clean out the drains that are there. Quite often when we get called in and look at a moisture problem, we see the drains backed up and blocked and the water just can't get away. This is one you might be aware of. Plants around the home can be a big issue, Darren. Now, if we all love our plants and our gardens and we watch the gardening shows, we know how we have to build up our garden beds and apply tons of mulch for water retention. That keeps our plants healthy and happy. But another problem we see is garden beds directly around the edges of the homes. And the built-up beds have bypassed the damp course. And damp course, well, that's a waterproof membrane. It goes between the footing and the wall and acts as a barrier to stop that moisture rising up from the ground into our walls or bottom plates. And when you see a heap of dirt or mulch pushed up around the walls of a home, it effectively bypasses the damp course. Yeah, and it allows an alternative pathway for water into the home. So we see a lot of also garden modifications block off those subfloor ventilation openings we have in homes. They sort of put some timber up and they just block all the holes up and the subfloor can't breathe. You know, it just won't allow fresh, dry air and it helps dry them out.
Yeah, well, the brick houses have them.
Yep.
Some people wouldn't even know what they're there for.
No.
It's not decoration.
Even decks. We've seen decks put in and block them all off on one side of the house.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, you've lost 25% of your ventilation for the under the floor. So, look, when you've got all the basics under control, that's when we look at subfloor ventilation. And like some homes are naturally just sitting on springy ground and there's moisture there. There's nothing you can do. So once you've done all the, you know, the basics and you still have damp subfloor areas, then it's time to call DMS Energy. And what we do is fit small but powerful fans that suck the moist, damp air out of the subfloor area and we discharge it outside. Every cubic metre of air we remove from that area, another cubic metre of air dry air has to enter the area. So we're evacuating the moist air out of the home. And as such, drying out the area. It gets rid of that damp smell you find in homes. It also dries out structural timbers and halts any further damage. But it's not a silver bullet, and the basics of water management still have to be applied.
Sure.
Yeah, like we quite often get called to a home and they say, oh, I'm going to put a subfloor in, and you go, look, I've literally got a river under your house. I can't get rid of that with fans.
Yeah.
DMS Energy, well, everyone knows we're the Northwest Coast's leading renewable energy experts. We also specialise in ventilation and heating and cooling of homes and businesses.
All right, and you can go and see the team at DMS Energy, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, 1300 502 599. What's that internet?
It is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or pop along to Facebook and have a look for DMS Energy and engage us there. We'd love to have a talk to you.
And I'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, Darren.